我们今天的讲题是脱离恐惧。
Today's title is Freedom from Fear.
诗篇二十三篇第二节。
Psalm 23 verse 2.
我们今天的讲员是John Laudet, 牧师。
And our speaker today is Pastor John Laudet.
我请他。
I trust that you are, that you have turned in your Bible to that particular passage of Scripture, Psalm 23. We're going to look at one verse today.
我们要现在看一下诗篇第二十三篇第二节，我相信你们已经打开了一章。
It was 1835 in Florence, Italy, that a man went to go see the doctor.
1835年在佛罗伦萨意大利的时候去看医生。
He was very concerned about himself.
他对自己非常的担忧。
He was overwhelmed with a sense of foreboding doom or fear.
他是对这种恐惧的感觉已经难以控制。
He was exhausted because he hadn't slept in days.
他还没有睡觉好几天，非常的疲惫。
He was having a hard time eating.
而他也吃的也吃不下去。
And he just didn't want to be around anybody.
所以他就不希望跟任何人在一起。
He knew he needed help, though.
他知道他需要帮助。
So he went to the doctor.
所以他就去看医生。
And it didn't take the doctor too long to figure out that what this man needed was just a good time.
所以这个医生很快就查出来这个人其实就需要一个很愉快的时间。
So he told him about a circus that was in town.
所以他就告诉这个人说有一个马戏团在城里面。
And he told him about its star performer, a clown by the name of Grimaldi.
他告诉他们那个马戏团的明星就是一个小丑，他的名字叫 Grimaldi.
He said night after night, the clown had everybody just rolling in the aisles.
所以他知道每天晚上这个小丑都会让所有的人都笑得满地滚。
He told the man, he's the funniest man I've ever seen.
他说这个人是我见到的最搞笑的一个。
He said, some people say he's the funniest man in all the world.
有些人说这个人可能是全世界里最搞笑的了。
He just knew that this, if he would just go to the circus, the man would feel better.
所以医生就觉得这个人如果要是去马戏团的话他就会感觉好一些。
Well, the patient seemed unmoved.
但是这个病人并没有感动。
And he just looked the doctor in the eyes.
他就看着这个医生说。
And he said, now I know that clown isn't going to be able to help me.
他说我知道那个小丑不可能帮我的。
Because he said, I am Grimaldi.
因为他说我就是那个小丑 Grimaldi。
Well, there's lots of Grimaldis running around today still, aren't there?
但是就在今天也是有很多这种 Grimaldi 这样的人在身边。
They may look like they're doing okay. They've got that face painted on.
他们看上去好像很好他们表情也觉得是就很好。
But if you just look on the inside, you could see that they're terrified by all the problems that they're facing in life.
但是如果你能够看到他们的内心的话其实他们是被生活中遇到的问题已经很恐惧了。
They're filled with fear.
他们生命充满了害怕。
You can't entertain these problems away.
这些问题的话你是不可能让他们就是走开的。
And the fear that they're experiencing has grown to be...a bigger problem than any of the real problems that they're experiencing.
所以这种恐惧的话慢慢就会变成了他们生活中遇到问题当中最大的一个。
Well, there is a prescription for that.
在圣经当中是有一个章节专门针对它。
And it's found in this beloved psalm, the 23rd psalm.
就是我们非常喜欢的这一个章节第二十三篇诗篇二十三篇。
Where David, who had been a shepherd,who became the king, said, the Lord deals with me the way a shepherd does his flock.
David, 他曾经是一个牧羊人后来成为国王他说神对于他的对待就像一个牧羊人对待他的小羊一样。
He said, "The Lord's my shepherd; I shall not want."
耶和华是我的牧者，我不致缺乏。
And then in verse 2, which is the verse I want us to look at, he says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures; he leads me beside still waters."
那么第二节我们看一下，他说，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。
The Hebrew verb that David uses here in the first part of verse 2 could be best translated, "He causes me to lie down in green pastures."
在希伯来文中这一句第二节的前音部分可以更好的翻译成是神就使我领我到了一个青草地上。
You see, the Lord, who is our shepherd, he doesn't force us down.
所以神是我们的牧者，他并不会强迫我们去躺下。
He doesn't push us down.
他不会把我们推倒。
He doesn't take his rod and beat us until we lay down.
他也不会拿他的杖去打我们，让我们直接躺下。
Rather, he works in our life in a way that he causes us to want to just relax and lay down on our own accord.
相反的，他是通过我们生命当中的一些事情，让我们自己愿意躺下来休息。
It's been about 45 years now since a man by the name of Philip Keller wrote a book.
这已经是45年了。45年之前有一个人叫 Philip Keller, 他写了一本书。
He had for 8 years, worked as a shepherd.
他作为牧羊人做了8年。
And he wrote a book called A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm.
所以他就写了一本书，这个书的名字就是作为一个牧羊人怎么去看待这个，怎么去读这个第23篇。
In his book, he describes sheep as being very nervous creatures.
在他的书中，他描写羊其实一个非常好紧张、小心的一个动物。
Kind of like a lot of people.
其实就很像我们中的很多人。
And he talks about how a sheep will typically not lie down, on his own accord, unless certain everything has just got to be just right.
他写到那些羊，其实他自己的话是不愿意自己躺下来的，只有到所有的事情都感觉是很好的，他才会躺下来。
A sheep will stand up even though it's exhausted until it just about falls over from exhaustion.
羊的话，它有时候它会一直站着，直到自完全的崩溃，直接到躺下去。
You'll keep standing unless 4 conditions are satisfied.
他们会一直站的，一直站到直到有四个条件都满足的时候。
First of all, he needs to be assured that no wild animals or rustlers or dangers from outside the camp, outside the flock, are going to do him harm.
第一个条件就是羊要确保在这个羊群之外不会有动物或者其他的危险存在。
You see, a sheep can't protect himself.
我们都知道羊是不能够保护自己的。
You know, he's not going to bare his teeth and threaten anybody, scare anybody away.
他是不会咬牙切齿的去把别人都吓跑的。
About all they can do to protect themselves is run.
所以他最好的保护自己的方式就是跑掉。
In fact, they're very skittish creatures. They'll just at the slightest sound just take off running.
实际上他们是一个非常的谨慎的一个动物，只有一点点的声音他们都会立刻跑走。
That wouldn't be a problem out here where it's nice and flat.
如果是说周围都是很平坦的话，那么他们可以跑掉。
But in Palestine, where David was when he wrote this psalm, there was some treacherous terrain.
但是在大卫写这个诗篇的时候，在巴勒斯坦那个地方的时候，那些地域是有很多非常危险、非常不是非常危险的地势的。
If they took off running, they might go right off the edge of a cliff.
如果他们直接去跑的话，他们可能就跑到了悬崖下面了。
So they needed to be free from fear of free from fear of anything from outside the flock.
所以他们必须有这种不会有任何的危险在这个羊群之外不会有任何危险的感觉。
But also they needed to be, a second condition is they needed to be free from fear of problems from within the flock as well.
第二个条件就是他们也必须要感觉到在羊群内部也不会有任何问题。
You see, flocks of sheep are a lot like groups of people.
一个羊群的话其实很像一群人。
And just like in many groups of people, there were in flocks, those that wanted to push their weight around.
就像人一样，就是在一个羊群当中，也有一些羊是要把别人推开的。
We'd call them bullies today.
我们今天就称这些人是为那个。
They go around just pushing others out of the way.
对，他们就是在把别人都推开，欺负别人。
They wanted to be first in what shepherds would call the butting order. They wanted to be first.
所以这些欺负别人的人，他们就希望自己是他们的那个阶层比较高。
And they would just strut around saying, "Move out of my way. Make way for the important one."
所以他们就会把其他的羊群都推开，说：“给我让路，给我让路。”
So a sheep needed to be free from fear from within the flock.
所以说羊群的话，他们是要没有对羊群内部有问题的感觉。
And they needed to be free from fear of parasites.
而且他们也需要不会为了那些寄生虫而感觉害怕。
A parasite that could literally bug them to death.
因为那些寄生虫的话，也是可以把他们就是让他们死去的。
And then fourthly, they needed to be free from fear that they were going to go hungry or they wouldn't have enough water.
所以第四点的话，他们就是需要不用为了没有吃的、没有喝的而害怕。
When they became confident that none of those things would be a problem, then they could relax and they'd lie down on their own.
只有当这些羊群感觉到这都非常自信，不会有任何问题的时候，他们才会放心的躺下来。A
good shepherd would take care of all those sorts of things.
一个好的牧羊人的话，是可以把这些问题都可以解决的。First
of all, he would protect his flock from those that might do them harm from outside or inside the flock.
所以第一点，羊群的话，牧羊人是可以保护那些羊群不会受到内部的或者是外部的危险的袭击。
Now you may recall, David was pretty good with the slingshot, wasn't he?
也许你还记得，大卫是很擅长扔那个石头的。
Why, he killed a giant. He killed Goliath.
他用扔石头去把那个巨人给杀掉了。
Now I'm sure the flock didn't know about his killing Goliath. But they knew that he was pretty good with the slingshot.
我相信那些羊可能不知道大卫去把那个巨人杀掉，但是羊肯定知道大卫是很擅长用石头的。There'd
probably been many occasions when he had taken care of those wild animals or rustlers or those who were too big for their britches inside the flock.
所以那些羊肯定看到大卫不仅很多次的可能用石头就把那些外面的野生动物或者其他的袭击者，甚至是内部的一些问题都解决了。
A good shepherd would also know how to take care of their sheep and take care of the parasites that would bug them, might bug them to death.
好的牧羊者他也知道如何去处理那些寄生虫，可以保护好他的羊。
And they wouldn't let them go where the parasites were, there were too many.
牧羊者是不会把羊领到一些地方，那些很多的那些寄生虫在里面的。
And a good shepherd would make sure that the flock obviously had enough good food and good water good food to eat, good water to drink.
那好的牧羊者的话也很明显，他要使他的羊肯定有好的吃的，有好的水。
Of course, the good food is the green grass, the green pastures.
对于羊来说，好的吃的那就是很好的绿草。
And the good water was the still waters that we sang about just a moment ago.
那么好的水，那么就是很安静的水边。
Now there's something about these still waters I want us to understand.
那么我要讲一下关于这个很安静的水是什么。
They weren't totally still.
那很安静的水并不是那个死水。
You know, that's a puddle, right?
如果死水就是一个水大水泥水滩。
You know what happens to standing water?
你知道那些死水会是怎么样子的？
It goes bad.
它会变臭的。
Disease, bacteria grows, and mosquitoes come and infest it, and it just becomes nasty. So it's not totally still.
Yeah, 那个死水的话，它会变臭，然后一些蚊子啊，会有一些病毒啊，什么都会有的。所以这里并不是讲那个完全的一些死水。
But neither is it rushing water.
但这里讲的也不是那种激流。
Has anybody ever washed a wool blanket?
每个人就是不是有人有一个羊毛的毯子就在可以用在下雨天。
Now, I don't know if you're supposed to put those things in the washing machine or not, but I did one time.
哦，有一次我把这个羊毛毯子放在了那个洗衣机里面。
This is before I got married and I knew better.
就是在结婚之前。
But, Maybe you've washed something wool, and have you ever tried to pull it out of the washer?
也许你可以洗，但是当你想把这个羊毛毯子从洗衣机里拿出来的时候，
it is very, very heavy.
对，它就是非常非常的沉了。
Well, guess what? Sheep wear.
你们想一下，那么羊穿的是什么呢？
And if they get into water.To take a little drink, and that water is flowing too fast, and it gets them wet, it could be a real problem.
如果说他们就是在河边要去喝一点水的时候，如果水流非常的快，他们羊会很湿了的话，那么就会成为一个问题的。
It can literally pull them right into that water.
他们就有可能就被水直接带进去了。
So it wasn't just.Still and stagnant water, and it wasn't rushing water.
所以这里讲的并不是那些，并不是一个死水，但也不是那个激流。
It was water that was just right, just flowing, just nice and easy. That was still and clean and cool and refreshing water.
那所以这个水的话，就是正好，非常缓慢的，正好的在流，也非常的干净。
They say sheep aren't too intelligent.
人们说这个羊不是很聪明。
But it doesn't take them too long to figure out whether or not a shepherd, their shepherd, is a good shepherd or not.
但是的话，他们是用不了很久就会知道，那么他们的牧羊者是不是一个好的牧羊者。
And once they become convinced that he or she is, then they'll relax.And lie down on their own accord.
当他们意识到他们的牧羊者很好的话，那么他们就会休息，他们就会躺下来休息。
If you're a Christian, the Lord is not just your Savior; He's your Shepherd.
如果你是基督徒的话，那么主不仅是你的救主，也是你的牧羊者。
Oh, and I loved what we say, how we sang about that.And what that means to us today.
我非常的喜欢我们刚才唱的一首歌和它对我们的意义。
He cares for us in many ways.
他对于我们对关心我们在很多的方面。
He can handle those disturbances and threats to us, whatever they might be.
他可以处理我们生活中任何的一些动荡，任何的一些威胁。
He can handle those everyday irritations of our life, none of which are real big, but together can really pull us down.
他也可以处理我们生活当中的一很小的一些点点滴滴的不顺心的事，他们并不大，但是他们加起来的话，有可能就是让我们能够感觉往下走。
And he can meet every need that we have, emotional, spiritual, physical.
他可以满足我们生活我们的任何一个需求，我们属灵方面的，我们身体的，和我们感情方面的。
Now we can still worry about all those things. We can still be filled with fear that, oh, I wonder if the Lord's going to take care of me.
但是我们还是有时候害怕，我们还是会想，哦，我们主会不会帮助我啊？
But why?
但为什么还会呢？
He will. He is our shepherd.
他一定会的，因为他是我们的牧者。
I wonder sometimes if we're even as smart as sheep are.
我有的时候就想，我们是不是和有没有羊那么聪明
？Yeah, at least I'm talking about myself.
最好的话，至少我在跟我自己在这样说。
How long it takes sometimes for the Lord to He works in my life, and how long it takes me to become convinced that I don't have anything to worry about?
神在我身上做工，那么我是需要多长的时间才能够意识到神可以管理我的生活，我不需要担心。
I have nothing to fear.
我是不需要为任何事情害怕的。
Because he is my shepherd.
因为他是我的牧者。
You see, it's not a question of whether or not the Lord will care for you.
所以你知道，是关于神是不是要关心我，这个不是一个问题。
It's a question of whether or not we believe the Lord will care for us.
问题在于我们是不是相信神会照顾我们。
You know, one thing that Jesus, during his earthly ministry, had to say repeatedly to the disciples on a number of different occasions were those three words.Well, three words in English. Do not fear.
当耶稣在世的时候，他不断的很多次的一直在重复对他的跟随者说，不要害怕。
When he sent them out to spread the good news of his coming, he told them, "Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but can't kill the soul."
他对那些听随他的人说，不要害，可以杀身体不能够杀灵魂的人，不用害怕。
He told a father whose daughter had just died, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
他告诉那一个父亲，他的女儿刚刚死去，对他说，不要害怕，只要相信。
He told his disciples, "Don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, about your body, what you'll wear."
他告诉他的使徒说。不要为你的身体而担心你要吃什么，不要为你的身体而担心你要穿什么。
He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
他说，求神的国，神的义，首先求神的国，神的义，这些事情都会加给你们。
He said, "Don't be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom."
他说不要害怕你们这些小群，因为神是愿意把国度赐给你们。
Well, you think you have problems.
你觉得你有问题。
He told Paul, who had spent years in prison for his faith, and at the time was on his way to appeal to Caesar in Rome, and he was caught in a shipwreck, or caught in a storm that would result in a shipwreck. This is what he said.
他对保罗说，保罗当时已经在为了他的信仰在监狱里住了很多年，这一次他要去罗马去在凯撒面前出庭，结果被风暴所主。他对保罗说
He said, "Don't be afraid, Paul."
他说不用害怕保罗。
You must stand trial before Caesar.
你一定会站定在凯撒面前。
And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you.
神已经把你与你同行的人都一起赐给了你。
He told Christians at the end of the first century who were being horribly persecuted for their faith.
他告诉在第一世纪末基督徒被受害被极度破坏的基督徒说。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
不用害怕。
I'm the first and the last.
我是首先的，也是末后的。
I am the living one.
我是存活的。
I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever.
我曾死去，但我又复活，而直到永永远远。
And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
我拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And he tells you today, whatever you're going through, this is what he says.
他也告诉你今天无论你在经历是什么，他说。
Don't be afraid.
不用害怕。
Whatever you're going through.
无论你经历什么。
Why? Because he will take care of you just like a shepherd does his flock.
因为他会照顾好你，就像牧羊者照顾好他的羊群。
Now there's one more thing we need to point out about his care.
我们还另外一件事情 要讲另外一件事是。
There in the second part of verse 2, it says, he leads me beside still waters.
那么在诗篇第二十三篇第二节的后半部分，他说，领我在可安息的水边。
He didn't drive us or force us forward.
他并没有推我们往前走，强迫我们往前走。
He leads us. He walks in front of us, leading the way.
他领着我们，他在我们前面领着我们走。
But that means that we can go this way, or this way, or whatever way we want.
那么也就是意思说，我们其实可以往左边走，或者往右边走，或者往任何一个方向走。
It's totally up to us whether or not we will follow him.
所以的话，是我们的自己的决定，我们是不是要跟着他往前走。
He leads us.
所以他带领着我们。
He leads us in a variety of ways.
他在生活中领我们走，在以不同的方式带领我们。
He leads us by providing us a way to stay in fellowship with him by prayer.
他以祷告，他以团聚的方式来带领我们。
We can talk to him.
我们可以跟他交谈。
We can listen for his voice.
我们可以听他。
He leads us by his word.
他也因他的话来带领我们。
Sometimes when we seek his direction, we hear all kinds of voices.
有的时候，当我们去寻找神的指引的时候，我们好像听到了很多的声音。
Some of those voices are wrong.
有些声音可能是错误的。
One of those voices is sometimes the devil himself.
那么其中一个声音有可能就是一个撒旦的声音。
We have in black and white.We have his clear direction.
我们有很他就是在书的上有我们有很他很清楚的他的话语。
We can read this for ourselves.
我们可以自己读这书。
I hope you do.
我希望你们也在读。
You can come to church and hear your pastor preach on it and explain it.
你可以来教会听牧师来讲道来解释这本书。
I hope you do.
我也希望你们能这样做。
You can come together and discuss it.
你们也可以来在一起来讨论。
And help each other understand it better.
可以帮助互相帮助理解这本书。
I hope you do.
我也希望你们这样做。
He leads us, but it's up to us whether or not we're going to follow him.
他带领着我们，但是我们要决定是不是要跟随他。
So I guess we should say, the Lord's our shepherd, and when we follow him, we don't have anything to be afraid of.
所以我们应该说，神是我们的牧者。如果我们要跟随他的话，我们就不用任何事情而害怕了。
That is so very important.
这是非常重要的。
I'm trying to think how many times in the past 7 years, we have heard in these days the greatest economic difficulty since the Great Depression.
我想一想，在过去的七年里面，我们有多少次听过了这些经济上面的大萧条啊，各种各样的事情。
Well, in 1932, they weren't saying that.
那么在1932年的时候，人们并不这样讲。
They were in the Great Depression.
1932年其实是经济大萧条的时候。
And it was exponentially worse than what we're experiencing today.
那个时候是非常比现在要差的很多很多。
They had an election.
他们也有选举。
And they elected Franklin Delano Roosevelt as their president.
他们选了Franklin 罗斯福作为总统。
And at his first inauguration, he made a statement that'll be forever remembered.
那么他做了他的第一个宣言。
He said, "We have nothing to fear." But fear itself.
他说，我们没有任何可以害怕的，我们只要害怕自己。
He knew how important it was to be optimistic in that terribly pessimistic time.
他知道在那个非常低落的时代，有这个非常乐观是非常重要的。
He expressed his optimism that the nation could pull itself out of that Great Depression if they believed they could.
他表达说，如果这个全国的话都有乐观的态度，相信能从这种萧条当中走出来的话，那么他们就会能走出来。
But he also knew that if they feared that they couldn't, they wouldn't.
罗斯福也知道，如果说那些人们害怕他们不能够从萧条中走出来的话，那么他们就走不出来。
Fear can be a real problem.
所以这种恐惧是非常大的问题。
It can make you want to go to the doctor.
它可以让你去不得不去看医生。
It can make you physically ill.
你可以感觉非常的病。
It can even kill you.
有可能的话，可能会使你失去生命。
And it can, if it doesn't kill you, it can paralyze you and keep you from doing what is necessary to change your situation.
如果说它不能够使你失去生命的话，它也有可能使你完全瘫痪，而使你不能够去做应该做的事情，使状态变好。
Have you allowed fear to pull you down this morning?
那么今天早晨你是不是也有感觉恐惧使你感觉非常的低落？
Have you allowed whatever it is you fear to paralyze you to inaction?
那么你是不是有的时候会让恐惧使你完全的瘫痪而不能去做 正确的事情？
Now maybe you look fine to everybody around you.
也许你看你周围感觉大家都挺好的。
Like Grimaldi, you painted on a brave face.
就像 Grimaldi 一样，他实际上是给自己做了一个面具。
But those who know you know better.
但是知道你的人都知道。
Because on the inside, that fear.Is keeping you from doing what you need to do to follow your Lord.
但实际上在你心里面的话，恐惧有的时候使你不能够去做能够跟随主的正确的事情。
If the Lord's your shepherd this morning, will you confess that to Him?
如果神是你的牧羊者的话，那么你就可以跟他说。
You might as well. He already knows about it.
那么其实的话，你可以这样做，因为其实主已经知道你的事情。
And then ask him to remove it and replace it with an assurance in your heart that you don't have anything to fear.
那么他可以他可以把你的心中从你的忧虑拿走，而给你确信，那你就不会有任何事情而担心了。
The Lord's your shepherd.
因为神是你的牧羊者。
If on the other hand, the Lord isn't your shepherd, it's another story altogether.
如果是另一端的话，如果神不是你的牧羊者的话，那么就是另外一条路了。
If you've never committed your life to Christ in repentance and faith, you have everything to be afraid of.
如果你还没有 把神作为你的救主，没有悔改的话，那么你有可能很多的事情你都要担心了。
You don't have the help that you need day by day, and eventually the hope that you need for eternity.
你没有日常生活每一天的帮助，也没有对永生的一个希望。
Well, the Lord will be your shepherd, though,
但是神
if you accept Him as your personal Lord and Savior.
但是神的话是会成为你的牧羊者的话，如果你接受神作为你的救主。
And I encourage you to do that today.
我鼓励你这样做，鼓励你今天就这样做。
So that you, like David, can say this.
所以你就像大卫一样可以这样讲。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters.
领我在可安息的水边。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for all that you want to be for us.
主啊，我们感谢你。
I pray that you'll work in our lives this morning.
我恳求你在今天早晨在我们身上做工。
Give us that assurance of your wonderful care for us.
让我们确信你一定保护我们，关照我们。
That we're not afraid.
我们不用害怕。
Instead, we're all that you want us to be.
而是我们能够成为你想让我们成为的。
To the glory of God.
感谢神的荣耀。
In Jesus' name I pray.
以基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.